It's a little bit frustrating sometimes when I want to do things that I can't do because of necessity. I'm back working with my hands, as I've mentioned many times on Audioboo, and it's not my preferred lifestyle, but I am good at it, and I can earn a half-decent income, especially at the moment. But today, oh, hello everybody. Yes, it's Ian, I'm back again. Today, I had an interesting situation where I was able to weave the two careers. Do we want to even call it that? Why not? Together. There's a project going through work at the moment where they want a pattern made and the methodology for making that pattern sent to China. Just so you know, a pattern, and this is my actual trade, a pattern, I'm a pattern maker by trade. A pattern is the form that is shaped up, that is moulded from, so that molten metal can be poured into the mould. So it's very much a 19th century trade. It's during the age of steam, it was probably at its height. Anyway, I'll be making a pattern today for some cladding to go on the outside of a building in New York. Many large aluminium plates are going to be put around this building to give it a texture, a decorative effect. They're just flat panels, about 10 millimetres thick, with just a subtle random texture in it. So I made one of these patterns a couple of weeks ago with the idea that it was going to be a bit of a guide for the people in China to manufacture a pattern, because that's where they're going to make the moulds and that's where they're going to be casting the aluminium sheets, the aluminium castings, the panels that are going to be eventually shipped off to New York. Anyway, all sorts of dramas, just mismanagement. Yeah, it's par for the course where I'm working. But today they turned around and they said, okay, we need to make another one of these. They were almost going to send a couple of people over to China. They asked me, well, they confirmed with me that I would not go to China, which is exactly what I affirmed when they asked me. No, there's no way I was going to go to China. But, please don't even consider the fact that it sounds like an adventure. It wouldn't. It would be horrible, just horrible. But, so today, I was working on this pattern, and I had to video it, because what they wanted to do is, as I speak, it's now 7 o'clock at night in the evening, as I speak, the designer in China has gone to the pattern shop and the foundry where this work's being done, and he is liaising with the pattern maker about the methodology for actually making the pattern, using the methodology that I've used. And he wanted that methodology, so the best way was to video it. And there'd been a couple of lame attempts to do that previously, but it was insisted that I do this, so okay, I'll do it. So I pulled out my iPhone. I've got an iPhone 6, which really, the reality is now the iPhone 6 has got such a good camera and video camera also that you don't need much else. So I held it in one hand while I was doing the work with the other hand, creating this texture. So I shot the video, but I ended up with probably 8 or 10 videos ranging in length from 2 seconds to 5 minutes to explain the methodology. Now, if I had have uploaded all of that to China, it would have been probably somewhere in the vicinity of 20 minutes long, and China has the great firewall, doesn't it? And they have all sorts of problems with that. So getting the information up to Jamie was going to be difficult. So I said, doesn't matter. Give me some time. I said, I need 2.5 hours from when I leave work, you know, to get home and have a shower and then sit down on the computer. I said, I'll do a quick edit, just cut the dross out, edit these components together, render it, and then upload it. And that's what's happened this afternoon. It's been a lot of fun, actually. I'm excited to do this sort of work. I'm more excited to edit video and play with the geeky, jiggery-pokey of uploading it to Dropbox and the public link that he'll actually pull it down from, or as a backup, I'm also uploading it to YouTube so that he can actually just go to YouTube and view it directly off YouTube as well. just a private link. But that excites me more than actually building the real kahuna, which I was doing at work today. It's been a fun couple of hours, and the video is still uploading to YouTube. I initially sent Jamie a 420p video, just really small. It was only 50-something, 60-something megabytes. And I just sent that to him initially so he had something to get started to talk to his pattern maker about first up, which was pretty good quality. You know, it definitely told the story, but it didn't, you know, you can't get into the detail. You can't look really closely at the detail. So I've said to him in the email that I sent him the link on that I'm going to follow through with a 1080p and a YouTube clip, which he can download if he feels it's necessary. The 1080p video is going to be half a gigabyte, so it's much more of a drama for him to download, and I don't recommend he downloads it unless he really needs it, because the story was told on the 420p one. That's okay. But it's been good fun. Two or three hours of messing about, playing digital, relevant to my practical work. And what's more, I get to charge them overtime rates for it too. So I win all round. So I've been able to sit at home and earn some money, which is particularly nice. Weaving it all together. A good story for today. It ended up really quite well. I would much rather sit in front of the computer than breathe all that smelly dust that I was doing a few hours ago. Talk to you later, everyone. Bye-bye for now.